So when I went to go see Boss Baby this week,
yeah,
they have a standee at my local, like the local dirt mall theater for me,
right?
That they're doing one of the Fathom, like they never do the Fathom events ever, but they're doing the one for the Doctor Who because they have the big cardboard standee at the theater for it. And I wanted to go and, like, obviously, like, Ace was, like, right by my side the whole time. I wanted to go and get myself, like, taking a picture of me, like, just my hand flipping off the Doctor Who sign. But I literally could not get a second alone while I was at the theater.
Ah.
Yes.
Now, what Doctor Who was it? Do you know? Like, was it the... Because it's a Fathom event. I'm wondering if it's the Riff Tracks one or that they're going to do the premiere.
It's the premiere.
Okay. I was just curious, you know.
I'm trying to remember. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, which doctor was on it?
Is it the old white-haired one of the newest ones? Yeah.
I know his name. It's Capaldi.
Capaldi.
So, were you watching the Ultimate Thrill Ride on the award-winning World Wrestling Entertainment Network using my password?
No.
Oh.
I was over... The Fancy Gentlemen's.
Okay, I was wondering, because they were allegedly supposed to be cracking down on people using the same login and password for multiple accounts.
But
I noticed at one point you're like, ah, it's not working anymore, I give up. I'm like, ooh, I wonder if that's because we were running off the same account. Because I had no problems throughout the entire time for mine.
But Adam steals somebody else's.
Ah, see, there you go.
So maybe that was it.
Very well could have been.
I was upset because I had many... Because then when it was over, we watched it and it was kind of fine.
Yeah.
And I had many more great jokes I could have done. And I'm so sad that I didn't get to do them.
Did you see my two got a lot of traction?
Which one? The one about the piss poor job of looking for foreign objects?
Yeah, that one got a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see here. It's Terry Tuesday, so I got a lot of...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay. So the ref doing the piss poor job. Yeah, you know, they got 89 likes, 54 retweets. You know, that's all right.
Yep.
The other one, did you see the end? The very end of the show?
Oh, yeah. That made me crack up when I saw yours.
Okay. So that one has like 115 retweets. And 235 likes.
That's right. Maybe Roman Reigns should come out with his clothes and say, I'm the Undertaker now.
Right. Then I saw, on Monday, like, as Raw was getting ready to start, I saw, like, tons of people retweeting the same version, like, a different version of the same joke.
Never. No one would steal stuff.
And, okay. I'm not going to say in any way, shape, or form anyone stole my joke. It's a very simplistic joke, right? It was just, I happen to be one of, if not the first one, to tweet it out. So now a bunch of other people are tweeting it out, so I'm like, okay, my joke's dead. Because other people are taking it. Again, not taking credit for it, but they're all having the same thought, just at a different time.
Nope, they're all a bunch of Amy Schumers.
Oh boy, if I knew who that was.
Filthy Amy Schumers.
She's in Old Navy ads or something?
Yes, the best no Old Navy ads.
Right.
I was going to live tweet Raw, but I was like, I don't want to give people hope that I'm going to keep doing this.
Right. You don't want to dangle that carrot just to know that you're going to snatch it away.
Right. But I watched the first, if I was going to live tweet Raw, I was going to minute by minute, just the first, like, minute one, all it's been is booze. Minute two. You know, fuck you, Roman Reigns.
Right, now they're chanting, fuck you. Yeah.
Right? I checked my phone. The first 15 minutes of Raw was Roman standing in the ring, waiting till the boos died down, and he would slowly lift the mic, let them rise up again, and then be like, okay. And there was a moment where he put his hand out, and he's like, you're in the palm of my hand. And I'm like, he's kind of right.
Yep.
He has you. And then he just lives it. This is my yard now. Oh, my God! Roman, fuck you! Oh, people shooting each other in the stand.
I love it. That's what we call old school heat, man.
That is. That was beautiful.
And, you know, and obviously everyone's like, oh man, you gotta turn Roman Reigns heel, and so on and so forth. That everyone always says is like, oh, so what? The people who boo him now can cheer him because he's a heel? No. I think at this point, they can't turn him heel. It's too late.
He is heel, though.
No, he's not.
He's essentially heel that if you actually acknowledged it would ruin it.
I don't want to say that he's John Cena or The Rock, but like The Rock can never be heel.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock can come out and cut a promo just bearing like the town, like name the mayor and say what a piece of garbage he is. Come and run down the local sports team. Like mm-hmm. every cheap heel tactic, The Rock can come out and do it. And the people are still alive.
Mm-hmm. Except for King Cannon.
Okay. Well, he's part of that crew of people that are butthurt by everything.
Yeah, right.
John Cena can come out and save your mother, like pointing at you as a specific fan, from a fiery death. Mm-hmm. And then give you, specific fan, $1 million. And those fans will still boo John Cena. Mm-hmm. He's crossed a plane. He's crossed a line where he cannot be a babyface or a heel anymore. He's just John Cena. The Rock mm-hmm. has crossed a line. He cannot be heel or face. He's just The Rock. Roman is close.
Right.
He's close. But he's more of a babyface than anything else. But it's going to get to a point where everyone's going to finally get on board. Or enough people are going to get on board that it's not going to be 15 minutes of booze. It might only be 11 minutes of booze next time.
So then is the plan working? Is Vince's plan working?
No. The original plan to make him the top babyface of the company is not working. But Vince is a genius and is making the best out of this terrible situation.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, whether those people boo or, like, the, if they wanted, if they were smart, and they're not, if they wanted Roman Reigns to go away, or change, or something, when he comes out,
nothing.
Don't boo, don't cheer, don't walk away, just sit on your hands, and don't react.
Just hear a cricket in the auditorium.
Then Vince would blow a gasket. God damn, what the hell? You know, and then he would change plans.
Right.
Because as long as you're doing some sort of reaction to him, whether you perceive it as negative or positive, whether they perceive it as negative or positive, he is still getting the largest reaction of anyone on that show.
He's getting a strong reaction. And sometimes the night after WrestleMania, they cheer the ones they hate and boo the ones they like. It's like a big prank or something.
What was the line they used last night?
It was god awful.
It was like, these are the alternative fans or some nonsense like that.
Oh my god.
Some terrible verbiage like that. I'm like, come on, give me a break.
And I like you critiquing the announcers. That's my favorite thing that you do. Like, when it was like, saying they're going to break every bone in your body is not cryptic speak.
Right.
It's very straightforward.
And the other one where it's like, for JBL during the opening match, he says, like, on three different occasions, Shane McMahon's huge, he's built like a linebacker, Shane's a cardio king. Now, I will give you the fact that a lot of these guys are deceptively big,
right? Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's big, so when you have a bunch of 6'5" guys all standing next to each other, they all look about the same height. Until you put, like, say, Shane McMahon on 205 Live, and he's, like, a foot and a half taller than everybody else.
Right.
But when you say Shane McMahon is a cardio king, at the exact time he is turning purple and sucking wind, it makes you, as an announcer, look foolish. It makes what's going on my TV look foolish. Because this man obviously does not have eyes and cannot see the same thing that I can.
Wait, you're saying that saying something like that makes the scripted fake battle in the ring look stupid?
Yes.
Oh my god, I don't know if I can...
The world of professional wrestling has a tenuous grasp on reality, Todd.
Uh-huh.
And when you come out and say stuff like that, it it just pulls that thread just a little bit further. It stretches it just a little bit thinner, right?
Too much. It goes a thread too far.
Right. Like, stuff like that. But then, you know, I do, like, and I said it before, you know, I said it on Twitter. I've said dumb things on Twitter, on commentary. I know I've said dumb things on commentary. But a lot of times it's just in the heat of the moment. It's just like kind of a knee-jerk reaction. I immediately regret what I say. I don't have Vince McMahon barking in my ear, yelling at me, "Say it again, damn it!" So, I don't know who's at fault there.
So, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
For the kind of money that JBL gets and to be in the WWE, would you call Shane O'Mac at WrestleMania the Cardio King?
No.
Really?
I would say that Shane has been working on his cardio, and he's going to need it against someone like AJ Styles.
Now, what if you heard this in your ear? Call him the Cardio King.
I would hit the mute button on my mic and say back to Vince, "He is turning purple. I can't say that." If I was JBL, mm-hmm. If I'm Tom Phillips, if I'm Corey Graves, if I'm anybody other than JBL or Michael Cole, I'm not saying that. Right. JBL and Michael Cole have been there forever. They might have a little bit of leeway, a little bit of pushback with Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Even like a JR might. Not this time, but the time before Mick Foley was in WWE. Because he comes and goes as he pleases.
Mm-hmm.
But the time now before... Kurt Angle. What was that?
Now it's Kurt Angle.
Right, now it's Kurt Angle. But the time before, he was the commentator on SmackDown. And he said he would get into nightly fights with Vince over the stuff that Vince wanted him to say on commentary.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "I understand when Vince wants to critique me when I don't say, it's not a belt, it's a championship," and stuff like that. Or, "It's not a title match, it's a championship opportunity." You know, okay, you want me to say your silly verbiage, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you want me to say things that are either counterproductive to what's going on in the ring, or doesn't make any sense, you know, I might give you some pushback. And it's not like Vince is like, "Well, if you're not going to listen to me, you're fired." It was just like Foley's like, "I can't take fighting with you every night. I quit."
Because
Vince will just fight with you forever.
What?
Because Vince's thing is, if you fight with him, and at the end of the day, you're right. Well, then, goddamn, pal, you got me on that one. If you fight with Vince and you're wrong, well, then guess what? You're going to hear about it.
No.
So, how strongly do you feel in your benefit as, you know, fourth man on the announce team? That do you want to look foolish and say, if you're fourth man on the announce team and Vince says Shane is the Cardio King, then you better say it. If you're JBL and you don't want to say it, you might be able to get away with not saying it. But JBL has no credibility anyway.
Now, next you're going to tell me that PBJ was a bit inebriated at the pregame.
Oh, the Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah.
Okay. PBJ, Christ.
What? It's Marty Generic and PBJ.
So, I was legitimately concerned for Shawn Michaels.
Right.
He is, by his own admission, a clean and sober person
mm-hmm.
for the last 10-plus years, and also, by his own admission, a born-again Christian.
Yep.
He says that he's these things.
Other people say.
And, listen. He says that he's these things. So I cannot, you know, say he's a liar about the mm-hmm. born-again Christian thing. The clean and sober thing, I do have 2 hours of video proof that's to the contrary.
You don't know that.
Maybe he was just so high up that the altitude and lack of oxygen made him confused and slur his words.
Hey, I'm on a new medication that's fucking me up. Maybe all the years he beat up his body,
right.
The doctors changed something, and he was having a reaction. You don't know.
I don't know. But I was legitimately concerned that there was something more than, oh, he's drunk. Because that's how bad it was.
The best part about it is I got there about 20 minutes before the 7 o'clock showtime, and I walk in, and Adam's like, well, let me just run down what you missed. He's like, the big Andre Giant special was nothing that was in your wheelhouse with semi-known washed-up wrestlers. He was just making stuff up, and he's going on, and you know who won? And I'm like, who? He's like, that's right. Who the hell is that? I forget who he said. But then told me that he's Gronk's friend.
Right.
And then Gronk did a run-in.
Yeah.
So I guess that'll get you the win.
Yep.
It's like, oh, you can bring Gronk to the WrestleMania. You're in the Battle Royal.
That's exactly what it was. Because they do the thing with, it's a Mojo Rawley, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, who? Who's Mojo Rawley? And my favorite thing is Adam goes, that's right. Who's Mojo Rawley?
So... who's Mojo Rawley? Of course, my sentimental favorite is always going to be Luke Harper. Luke Harper always wins, right?
Mm-hmm. Was he in it?
He was in it.
Okay.
He was like Did one he have of a the hank- last like seven or eight guys eliminated.
Right. Did he have a hanky, do you know?
I don't remember.
You didn't? Oh, my fucking God. But go ahead.
So, as soon as they show that Mojo Rawley's friend Gronk is there, who's a football man of some kind...
the most famous after Tom Brady now, but go ahead.
Okay. Did not look like Joe Namath to me. Whatever. Does he have a sports talk football game? I don't think so. Anyway. So I'm like, okay, Mojo's probably going to win just because like he's the one with the celebrity there, okay? Now, during the course of this Battle Royal, they're like, oh, here's Breezango working together, and here's the Shining Stars, and here's the this, and here's the that. And we're like halfway through... and they've yet to say Luke Harper's name. And almost exactly the same time, both me and Jerry text each other. We're like, oh man, he's going to win. They haven't said his name. Because a lot of times what they'll do is in a match like this, they won't say the guy's name, so you forget that he's there. So that when he shows up at the end in like the final four or wins it, it's kind of like a surprise. It's like, oh, I forgot he was there, you know, because the announcers aren't constantly beating you over the head with it.
Oh my God, you're pulling back the curtain for me. Now I can never watch a Royal Rumble again.
Or a Battle Royal. You're right. So as soon as we both text each other this, they're like, oh, there's Luke Harper with an elimination. And we're like, damn it. Mm-hmm. They said his name. But, you know.
And then he told me, he's like, and then Gronk tried to do the run-in, and a security guard didn't get the memo.
Yep, nobody stooged off this little tiny blonde security woman.
Right, and I saw the footage on, like, ESPN the next day.
Right.
And the way Adam described it, he's like, help, help, no, you can't go. And he's like, honey, if I wanted to wreck you, you know, he's like 6 foot a billion, built like a, you know, a shit truck, guy who just spikes gallons of milk for fun, which he does.
Right.
He's like the total meathead. He's the kind of guy who's like, you know, my my next touchdown is going to be my... 69th, and he'll go, and then like the interviewer would try to blow past it, and he'll be like, that's just a little inside joke, he'll go, and not like me or you, like going like that, like knowing saying that is dumb, that's him like thinking he slid one past, like he's that dumb.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, he's like the meathead. He's the guy who's like before the Super Bowl tweeting a picture of, like, the most famous porn star in his jersey while he's shirtless in his hotel room. Just, like, that. You're like...
sounds like my kind of guy.
It is, but it's one of those things. It's like you're playing the fucking Super Bowl in the morning. Like...
right.
You don't want anything if it goes wrong. This is what... you know what I mean?
Sure.
I know you don't. It's just... it's... I know from watching... I know what's going to get you flack, and that would be... a bad thing, but he's a meathead. Just the whole thing, like, and in the end, he tells the whole story. Adam tells the whole story, and we just look at each other and go, women. You know, like, she fucked it up. She's the worst. Women.
But WrestleMania was a fun show. It was a little too long.
And it was very underwhelming. And I'll tell you what I mean by underwhelming.
Go on.
Shoot. Like, there was nothing there, like, and I don't mean it has to be like this, but, like, the last WrestleMania I watched, like, Rock comes out with a flamethrower. Like, it was just, like, the most exciting thing was, like, we're going to send Triple H down this long ramp on a motorcycle. We're going to, and now don't get me wrong, I popped for the Hardys coming in.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought that was cool. But do you know what I mean? Like, it would, other than the big, long special effects ramp and, like, Wyatt and Orton in the ring with maggots under them, I'm like, nothing here to me is exciting. Like, it's all just like, oh, like, this is what we think is exciting. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No. Yeah, it does.
Like, no, I don't know if there was any special guest superstars that I missed because we were losing the feed every 2 seconds. I don't know. I don't know. It just seemed very routine. Like, everything was routine. It's like, oh, we're just got to go down this long ramp. And that's all I could think of.
They, no, outside of the, outside of the Hardys, there were no, like, big surprises.
That's what I mean. Like, it's WrestleMania. Like, pull all the stops out. And I feel like they pulled out 2 stops in the end.
JR calling the main event.
That was cool.
And, I'm trying to think if there was any other surprises or, like, big things. No. No. Yeah, nothing. Like, Raw is where they're, like, debuting all the new guys in SmackDown.
Right. There was no, like, you know, like, up came the Rival or whatever they are on Raw and stuff like that, so.
Right, and then tonight on SmackDown, Ty Dillinger made his debut.
Oh, the mobster from the 30s?
The 10 guy.
Oh, 10!
Yes.
Oh, they should have sent up Bobby Roode.
And Shinsuke Nakamura came up.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh.
Literally as we're recording this.
As every time I see Ninshi Nakamura...
Go ahead. How are you going to butcher this one?
Tinshe Nakamura, is it? Yes. Is that it, actually?
Close enough.
Every time I see him...
Yes.
There's a movie that somebody made me watch years and years ago. Is it Audition?
Yes.
Something? And all I think of is that movie.
Okay.
Because he moves really weird and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's Asian. And I saw that movie. Is that the movie where they cut the guy's foot off with the piano wire?
Spoilers for a 17-year-old movie, but yes.
Yes, that one. Can you believe someone made me watch that movie?
It wasn't me, was it?
No, it wasn't you. It was a friend of mine.
Because it sounds like something I would make you watch.
And I watched it, and I was never the same again. I was never the same again after Audition.
It has quite the reputation, but it's kind of plodding up until those last 10 minutes.
Oh, those last 10 minutes are...
They'll get you.
Yeah, they reach out and grab. It's... I'm going to tell you, it's the piano wire and throwing the foot at the window.
Right.
Whatever you just did, that's the sound it makes when it hits the window. And it's like me or you checking our watch, the way she just does it, throws the foot. Just like, this is an every goddamn day occurrence. Just scared the shit out of me.
Right, and that's the thing that's so creepy about it is her matter-of-factness of it.
Yep.
Yeah. The director of that film, a gentleman by the name of Takashi Miike, is known for those sort of films.
Well, he Miike me very sick when I watched the movies.
Pitiful.
Pitiful? You didn't like that?
Nope.
Did you like the Ultimate Shill Ride hashtag yesterday?
No. No, did you... Did you include that with your initial tweet about tweeting WrestleMania?
Yeah. Well, when it was like, hey, I've decided to do it, so why might as well go watch something from our show click-through.
Yep.
Hashtag Ultimate Shill Ride. I was like, I'm proud of that. Yeah.
So remember that time many moons ago where we were like an episode ahead on After Darks? I think we're going to be an episode ahead on After Darks.
Okay, why'd you just record all that?
Yeah, I've been recording. Of course I'm always recording. Oh, I like editing. Ugh. All right, so this is an episode of After Dark. I'm no longer going to say the numbers of the episodes because they're going to all be out of order.
I know.
We need to get this WrestleMania one up now because if we release a WrestleMania recap in 2 weeks, like, what the hell are we doing?
Right. So that next one, you're going to have me so confused. Right. Are you doing some kind of, you could spoil it for the show for me. Are you doing some kind of poll about Legends of Tomorrow's wig work?
I was gonna, but I forgot.
Okay, because you mentioned it on the After Dark. So you will be mentioning it 2 weeks from now on the After Dark.
Yeah.
And there will have been no poll.
Correct. People are just gonna be so fucking confused.
I'm so fucking confused.
Right.
See, now next week when we do the show,
right,
we can't record anything. I can't have
two weeks out. My plan was not to record anything this week, but we got into talking about the Ultimate Thrill Ride.
The Ultimate Chill Ride.
The Ultimate Chill Ride. Oh, yeah, and there was the other thing. So, what the hell was the name of the stadium? It's the Camping World Stadium or whatever, like every... And at no time during the 7-hour broadcast did they call it the Camping World Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, people were going nuts about it. Both in a positive and negative way. Like, imagine you're Camping World, and you paid all that money to have your name all over the stadium, and they never say it once.
Why wouldn't they say Camping World Stadium?
Because it sounds dumb.
I don't know, I like it.
It's no worse than the Dunkin' Donuts Center in Rhode Island, or whatever is Memphis the Yum Center?
I think so.
Yeah, no worse than those things.
Mm-hmm.
Will sound like shit as well.
Oh, I can't wait. The Longbox Heroes ice rink. That's what I want.
But when Raw comes to, Raw comes up here to Wilkes-Barre in like 2 weeks.
Right. And we're going, right?
Two months. They will never say Wilkes-Barre, and they'll never say what the attendance is. I guarantee it.
What? A capacity crowd here in Pennsylvania?
No, they'll say here at the Mohegan Sun Sports Arena, whatever the hell it's called.
That's right. It's true. It's damn true.
Right. So I don't know. It depends, because they're doing the Superstar Shakeup.
Right.
Which is the new annoying thing that they're going to say instead of the Ultimate Thrill Ride.
Ugh.
But Superstar Shakeup happens next week on Raw, where they're just going to randomly move people to different shows.
Right.
So if Raw gets like a different roster that I might have more interest in seeing, maybe I'll see about going to Raw.
Gotcha. I'm hoping for the shakeup that they bring Paige back, and she has this big thing that she has to shake with her hand to get the names and stuff.
Unrelated to Paige, they debuted all new NXT titles this past weekend.
Oh, did they?
Unrelated.
Unrelated?
The other ones have all been burned.
I was going to say, you might want to boil that title.
Oh, my goodness. So this has been an episode of After Dark.
Mm-hmm.
This will be episode 124. The other one that was called 124 will now be 125.
Oh, are you going to go in and do that in post? Fix that?
No, I'm not going to do... I might do some editing on the other one. I don't know. I'm lazy.
Please, this is my begging for you.
Yes.
Just go in and find out where you say, this is episode whatever.
Right.
And just do the bad Simpsons dub. Do you know what I mean? Like...
current president.
Right. With Mr. Black.
Yeah. All right, I'll do that.
And he'll be like, this is episode 125, or whatever you're doing.
Right.
But don't forget, you probably did it at the end, too.
Yeah. I'll listen to it. I'm not worried. I'll figure it out.
I'm just trying to make more work for you. And,
yeah.
The best part about it is it's more work for you.
Right.
I find it hysterical, and I'll never listen to it. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Okay.
Oh, man. All right. So we're going to close this out so we can actually do the other show.
Right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to Longbox Heroes After Dark. We'll catch you all here next week. Bye.